This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new study on domestic abuse in Dallas County shows that over 5 years, 115 people were killed by a spouse, significant other, or date. It's called intimate partner violence. The study also finds most of the victims didn't seek help before they were killed. Jen Langbein is CEO of the Genesis Women's Shelter in Dallas, and she's here to talk about the report. Jen Langbein, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Justin. Thank you for having me.
Now, this study focused on something called intimate partner violence. What is that?
Right. And that's just to be real specific on which cases we are going to review. Because family violence, when you use the word family violence, that can be a sibling, brother on sister. That could be a grandson on grandmother. But what we are looking at are the intimate partner relationships, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, same gender partners, but they are in an intimate partner relationship.
Walk me through some of the findings. Black women were about twice as likely as white women to be killed by a partner, but men were victims too, as was a transgender woman.
Of the 115 individuals that died during this period, 76 were the primary victim. So you can see that the difference are those secondary victims. That is the grandmother that's over there, or the child that's in the house. But you're right, 82% of the primary victims were females. They aged between 19 and 71. African-American women were at the highest risk of fatality, 2 times more likely than white women to die, 4 times more likely than Hispanic women to die. But these numbers are not unique to Dallas County. This is pretty typical for, as we look across the country at other studies that are being done. Of the 76 murders, 51% were committed with guns. The presence of a gun, we know this from national studies, that the presence of a gun during a violent incident, during an argument, can increase the risk of homicide by 500%.
Your study finds that most of these victims killed over a 5-year period didn't seek help. Why is that the case?
Well, and don't I think about this all day long. As CEO of Genesis Women's Shelter and Support here in Dallas, we are constantly trying to get the message out that if you or someone you know needs help, it's a phone call away. It's 214-946-HELP. But I wonder, why did they not reach out for help? And at first, when I first saw that study, I thought, what are we doing wrong? Why aren't we getting the word out? Why aren't people coming forward? But at the end of the day, what I don't know is how many people didn't die. I have to believe that where there is intersection with help, women don't die. So I'm flipping the outcome of this. But we do know that women are afraid to go to a shelter, or they think it's for poor people, or they think it, you know, they're embarrassed, or they're afraid they will have to get a divorce, or it looks like the Superdome after Katrina. There are 100 different reasons why today is not the day I grab my children up and go to a shelter. But I also want listeners to know that shelter is not the only answer, that before it ever gets that bad, places like Genesis have a counseling center, sort of that when the symptoms first, the red flags show, and the symptoms first rear their ugly heads, then reach out for non-residential help for moms and for kids. No cost, no strings attached, but it possibly could prevent that homicide.
What kind of advice do you have for someone who's in a violent relationship and wants to get out?
It's so easy. It is literally, if you or someone you know needs help, dial this number 24 hours a day, 214-946-HELP. We need to also know how to help a friend. How do I recognize if you are in a violent relationship? And do I have the courage, if I see something, to say something? Think about before 9/11, that if I saw a suitcase sitting alone at the airport, I wouldn't have said a thing. Now there's no one who wouldn't get up and say, there has been a backpack sitting there, right? We have to do the same thing with regards to domestic violence. And I got to tell you, it's not until we experience this societal paradigm shift that this will change. Abuse will not stop until abusers stop abusing. This is not the fault of the victim, and there's nothing she can do to change someone else's behavior.
Jen Langbein is the CEO of the Genesis Women's Shelter. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.